Hi, my name is Haley Rodriguez, and I'm a student at St. Mary's University. And for this interview, I'm interviewing my friend, who's an international student in London.
My name is Brianna Quintanilla. I was born in Texas, and I'm an international student in the UK, in London, at the University of Arts, London.
Okay, so before COVID, what were some coping mechanisms that you used to help with stress, anxiety, or sadness?
This is before COVID, right?
Yes.
So before COVID, a lot of the times, because COVID kind of broke out right before the second, my last term of my first year of university. Mm-hmm. And so whenever I would feel stressed, I was just always resort to my friends. I was lucky to find really supportive friends who just like really got me out of my head when I was just really stressed. I was just hanging out with them and maybe going out sometimes, but it was a lot of just like chilling and hanging out with friends that would get my mind off the stress, which usually just came from like schoolwork.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's great. How have these changed with COVID? Like, have you had to make any adjustments to these coping mechanisms?
I think, so right after COVID lockdown went out, happened. I went back home, and I wouldn't really say I dealt with a lot of other stress that wasn't like school related before. And then when I got home during lockdown in Texas, I found that I think I would just cope with being in lockdown. I resorted to like exercising because I wanted my day to have structure since we weren't going anywhere or being able to do anything. Mm-hmm. I made it a habit to like work out every day, which was really nice because it's almost a habit that's not like engraved in me. Like I don't find it super unpleasant to exercise anymore. Mm-hmm. After like 6 months of lockdown and stuff. So there was that. And then since I was home, I mean, I had access to the things I have at home, so like my guitar, and like I would de-stress with some music, and then being around my family. I was around my family so much, like we would play card games every day. That was how I dealt with COVID stresses during the 6 months of pandemic. But like once I got here, I mean, it's also been a really big change because I came back and to start my second year of university. And I moved out of my accommodation halls, like the student halls, and I decided to move in with a friend. So it's been a different experience, especially with COVID. Because as I said before, to cope with stress before, I would hang out with my friends and de-stress that way. But now I'm like stuck in an apartment. Yeah. Obviously with a person that, you know, was the one who would always help me deal with stress, so it's great. But it's different because we can't go out anywhere. It's like I'm stuck with these walls all the time. So I felt that I've kind of resorted to, I also haven't been keeping up with exercising that much, but it's more so because I started schoolwork, and I'm just trying to find a balance with that. But I've really resorted to journaling, like about my day and stuff like that. And also just meditation, because sometimes I do get overwhelmed.
That sounds really healthy. So being an international student and being so far away from your family, has this made the stress or anxiety surrounding COVID worse? And how would you say if it has or not?
I think being away for my family during COVID, it hasn't necessarily made it more difficult for me. I do feel like I feel the need to communicate with my parents more. Just for my, like, for myself to, like, know that they're okay and feeling fine, and also to let them know that I'm okay. But it's just to begin with, like, I didn't usually call my parents that much last year, for example, without the pandemic. So now I do find myself, like, keeping each other, like, updated more on each other. And it's been pretty nice because it's kind of like I do a daily. We keep up through, like, WhatsApp and Snapchat. So every day I'll, like, post what I'm doing, and, like, I'll post it with them. So it's kind of nice because I do feel like we've been communicating more. But yeah, I don't think it's necessarily been more difficult during the COVID times, like, being away with them, from them.
Thank you. And then lastly, do you have any advice for other international students on staying safe or mentally healthy during COVID?
I would just say, I find that, like, since you're, as a student, during, like, in lockdown, you are trapped in walls for long periods of the day, and I'm still trying to figure it out myself. Like, it's tough, but I found that if there's moments in the day that you can detach yourself from the work and, like, literally just open a window or get out and, like, get some fresh air for, like, a couple minutes and detach yourself from work, like, that helps. Or just going on a walk, which is really all you can do, but yeah, going on a walk and taking in some fresh air, and then, like I said, like, maybe make it a habit to do some self-reflection and meditation helps. So yeah,
so specific to, like, being an international student, like, you know how most international students are far away from their family, do you have anything, any advice for them specifically?
Keep them updated. Like, keep your parents updated. It also is, I think I've realized it has become a form of de-stress, because it's like communicating with them and telling them everything that's happened to you, whether it's like you call them once a week or, I mean, if you call them every day, that's great. But, you know, it's they're communicating with your parents really helps you, you know, kind of process your feelings and stuff, I would say.
Well, thank you so much. It was nice hearing from you.
Thank you.